Dunn.
Hi.
I have a lot of times show and tell, so I have to kind of figure out how this is going to work. But I figure I'll start with just kind of a sense of wonder about nature and the beauty of God's creation. And I wanted to share with you a couple things that I noticed for the first time this year. Every springtime, I try to spend a lot of time observing what's going on in nature. And for the first time, I noticed that this beautiful tree, it's called a redbud, which has these, you can see, and we'll pass this around just a sec. It has a really dark purpley bark that in the wintertime looks very dead. And then it bursts forth in the springtime, and you know, these buds are so beautiful and everything. But what's really amazing, and I noticed it for the first time this year, is that as you look at the bottom of the tree, the trunk is just this dark purple, and you go up, and all of a sudden, there are these little fireworks of blossoms popping right out of the bark, right from the trunk of the tree.
Molly, could you speak into the microphone?
Oh, sorry. So these little fireworks of blossoms are just, you know, what looks like a dead tree are just bursting forth. And I just think it's just part of the miracle and beauty of God's creation. That out of sort of something that can look so dead, there can be this just burst of life and beauty. And then this, I'm just going to pass around. This is a viburnum, and it has such a magical smell. It's just this amazing smell that comes. You know, a lot of plants do have wonderful smells, and this is just a lovely example. Now this plant is, I'm spilling some water. I tried to bring in a dandelion that looked in its full glory. I failed. This is a droopy dandelion. Dandelions have a taproot that they don't like to be moved. But for me, this plant symbolizes, God in a way, because it comes up everywhere, and it's deeply rooted, and it's got this big, sunshiny, beautiful flower, and these leaves, the leaves produce wonderful nutrition for us. The salad mixes that we see in the grocery store, one of their main ingredients is dandelion greens, and they're very rich in potassium and other minerals and vitamins. And you can make wonderful salads in the springtime with dandelion greens before they get bitter. And the beauty of the dandelion also is that it cleanses the body. It helps like with congestion. If you wake up in the morning and everything's kind of looking kind of puffy around your face and your ankles are puffy and all that, dandelion is a natural diuretic. It'll take the fluid out of your body. And then also, at the same time, it replenishes potassium. And those of you who are in the medical field know that most diuretics just take away the potassium. They don't add it back. But this plant does, okay? And then the other thing it does is it helps with congestion that might happen in your digestive tract. So it's like clears everything out, and you're just fresh, and you feel a lot more energized after having a good feast of dandelions. So, and normally it's beautiful and perky and sunshiny. And of course, the other reason why it represents, in a way, God to me is because so many people try to kill it with pesticides and squash it and get rid of it, take it out. It's like the good news. Don't forget to recognize the good news. This is a plant that offers us good news and good nourishment. So it's a little bit of an oppressed plant as well, but
we're going to kill it anyway.
Okay, so So my sharing today is called Plant Yourself in God's Garden, and then go forth offering God's tender mercies. Okay? So I have a vision of a beautiful spiral, and at its center is my person. Each of us lives in a beautiful spiral. We may not be aware of it, but we do. Around the center of the person, the planted seed is God's garden, which is always with us to nourish us and sustain us and allow us to be healthy, vibrant, loving people who can offer the world God's tender mercies. To stay planted in God's garden requires of us some awareness and action. In God's garden, there are many gifts, and one of them is the natural world. We need to craft each day with time and attention outside in nature. We need to be kissed by the sun, the moon, the wind, and the rain. Our faces need the color of vitality and brightness. Even during difficult winters, intentional time by a window, observing nature every day, really restores the soul. God also gave us movement, time devoted to movement. God created us to move, long walks, take long walks, dance, chair exercise, yoga, sports. If we don't move, we don't flourish. And so being in God's garden requires movement. And there are people that are confined to wheelchairs, but they still can move, and they can get a lot of nourishment from them. God also gave us the arts on a daily basis. I feel that God wants us to enjoy music, art, theater. And, of course, God also gave us loving people to be in the community garden with us, like we are here at 8th Day. God also gave us nourishment and plants and mushrooms and fish to eat. But also plants, mushrooms, fish, and friendly probiotics heal us. The best healing medicines most world cultures have used for millennia come from plants, mushrooms, fish, and probiotics. When I first started to learn about herbal and holistic medicine, a whole new world was opened up to me. I saw the wonder of God's creation so much more clearly. Just a few wondrous examples. The bright orange spice turmeric of cooking curries is the best anti-inflammatory medicine available. It alleviates the pain of aching joints. I used to have terrible runner's knee. Like, my knees used to creak and grind and were very painful. And I started taking turmeric on a regular basis, and within 20 minutes, the creaky, grinding knees didn't happen. It was completely gone. And I see that a lot in my patients. They really benefit. They have an inflammatory condition. They really benefit from turmeric. Chamomile tea is an excellent calming, stress-relieving tea. And you can buy it at the grocery store. You can buy it at Giant, Safeway. There's a brand that I really like called Celestial Seasons. It's been around for years, 50 plus years. And the tea I like is called Sleepy Time. But when I'm really stressed, I take Sleepy Time throughout the day, and it just takes everything down a notch. It's really wonderful, wonderful tea. And very inexpensive. By the way, most of the things I'm talking about are within a budget, a very, I'm trying to just recommend just really things that are not expensive, not about, you know, beyond the bounds of sort of the what we would spend on food, for example. Medicinal mushrooms are also used extensively in Asia to prevent the recurrence of cancers, and this is some medicinal mushrooms are a tremendous resource that, for the most part, we're not really utilizing very much in this country. but there is much scientific evidence to support their use for all kinds of conditions. I've seen medicinal mushrooms alleviate allergy symptoms, keep Lyme disease in remission, which is huge, and alleviate the inflammation of autoimmune conditions such as sarcoidosis. So I've seen that medicinal mushrooms do things that steroids, nothing will touch these conditions. And I had one patient that was on steroids and it wouldn't relieve his symptoms. And then he tried the medicinal mushrooms and it relieved his lung condition and his aching joints. So anyway, fish also offer us many nutrients. They offer us an excellent source of omega-3s, which are anti-inflammatory. They keep us very healthy and thin our blood, but they also lift our mood. People in the Nordic countries, where there's a lot of low light during the winter, they live on fish, and I think that part of why they do well despite all the darkness there is because they have these mood-lifting omega-3 rich diet. The type of fish that's most affordable that I think is the best right now because of overfishing and the stress on the environment is actually sardines. And most of you probably hate sardines.
No.
But I have found a sardine, because I used to not like sardines at all, but I found a sardine that I love, and I'm going to share it with you in a dish at the potluck. It's low in sodium, and it's just got a gentle, a smoky lemon flavor. And I can get them at my health food store. I need to go into Giant Safeway and see if we can get them there. But
get them in water, Safeway.
You can get them in water?
Good.
So you'll get a chance to try these at the potluck. They're also high in vitamin D and vitamin A, which are really important nutrients for, again, keeping things healthy, preventing cancer. Cod liver oil is especially good, as I said, during the dark, cold winters. It adds light to the soul and nourishment to the body. And last but not least, God's Garden also provides probiotics in yogurts, kefir, pickled vegetables, and vinegars. The probiotics of our bodies are the guardians of our health. I've had many patients whose bodies have been compromised by the overuse of antibiotics. They have had raging fungal infections on their skin and other vital organs. They have lost the ability to digest their food. They are racked with pain. And another effect of that depletion of these friendly bacteria that are normally in our bodies is that people become very depressed and they live in a mental fog. And it's all of an effect of the toxic yeast that overgrows as a result of the overuse of antibiotics. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to just show you guys real quick one of my favorite. Oh, it's right here. This kefir is one of my favorite, very affordable ways to get probiotics into your life. This is at Trader Joe's. It's like $2.50 or $3 a bottle. You don't need very much to repopulate your body. You just take like a tablespoon between meals. And it has 12 probiotics in it. It's a very, very healthy and available to the body kind of thing. The major effort to restore our health for people that have gone through this depletion of their probiotics centers around restoring their friendly bacteria. Intensive probiotic treatments can be a heroic life-saving therapy for them. God's Garden of Wonder includes a community of friendly bacteria that populate all the tissues of our body in large numbers. Contemplate the skin on your arm. There is a velvety, microscopic layer of beautiful microbes, a garden, as it were, keeping your arm free of lesions and sores. It's just amazing. I mean, this is an example of how God's goodness is right there in front of us, our entire lives, and we may never even appreciate the fact that our skin is lesion-free if we have a healthy probiotic friendly bacteria environment in our bodies. Our lives literally depend on these microbes. We really couldn't exist without them, and actually studies have shown that this, in terms of the number of human cells in our bodies versus friendly bacteria cells in our body, we're way outnumbered by the friendly bacteria in our bodies. They assist in the digestion of our food, and without them, we literally would starve to death. And sadly, I have seen it happen. So where is scripture in all of this? Is this just the nature lover herbalist nurse of 25 years of personal rant? Okay. Well, of course, we start with the first chapters of Genesis. Chapters we should all read over and over on a regular basis. I think we need to be reminded on a regular basis of the wonder and the power of the miracle of life, of God has given us. We need to stay in touch with that. And then stay in touch with that, but then you're sort of ready to go out into the world and offer the tender mercies that, you know, in the face of the terrible tragedies and violence that we see every day. Also, many of the Psalms call us to restore ourselves in nature, especially Psalm 23 that you heard today. I'm actually, after kind of getting ready for this sharing, I thought, you know what, I'm going to go through the Bible and I'm going to document all the scripture that's about restoring ourselves through nature. And I bet I'm going to come up with a lot. This is what Jesus did over and over. He had his restorative time away in the mountains and in the wilderness and then came back. He walked the land with his disciples. They were outside in the natural world most of their days. He performed miracles of healing, and so did his disciples, as described in the chapters we are now reading in Acts as part of our Easter season. The Old and New Testament has many references to nature and healing with plants. A mentor friend of mine, Dr. James Duke, who has a beautiful herbal medicine teaching garden just beyond Silver Spring, wrote a book called Herbs of the Bible. And I'll have these books that Jim's written available for you guys to look at a little later. Up until the early to mid 20th century, most of the healing around the world occurred with plant medicine for the many millennia of human civilization. Modern medicine has brought us many new miraculous therapies and medicines, but we must not be uprooted from the healing offered by the natural world. The two types of healing, modern and ancient, can complement each other, making their joint healing power much greater than either approach by itself. This message I share with you today is a serious call to replant yourselves in God's garden and return to the restorative powers of the natural world. Our modern world and lifestyle is very threatening to our well-being as individuals and as communities. The violence, suicides, drug, alcohol abuse, alienation, so many of our young people would not happen on the scale it does if we were all closer to God and closer to God's healing spaces in nature and God's nourishment that's offered through plants and other things. It is so easy to get discouraged, depressed with all the headlines and images of human destruction and violence. Also, if we are not nourishing our bodies with the sun, with the movement, with the arts, with the rainbow of fruits and vegetables, with the healing foods such as fish and live foods rich in probiotics, we will become depleted biologically and feel tired and depressed. So when you're feeling down, replant yourself in God's garden. Renourish your body and soul and surround yourself with loving, good people who will join you there. A good opportunity to do this is spending time out at Dayspring and volunteering in their biodynamic garden, or join me in my volunteering at Dr. Jim Duke's Herbal Medicine Teaching Garden. Then you will be able to restore and go out and offer God's loving, tender mercies to the world. Mm-hmm. Maybe if we'll just take a few moments of silence, and if people would like, they could share, maybe out of the silence, just a little gratitude for the healing that they've experienced in nature and from nature.